flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Pelicans basketball tipping off 7 o'clock, 870 a.m. at Chicago. In the Pel's starting lineup for this evening, DeJounte Murray, C.J. McCollum, Trey Murphy, Zion Williamson, and Eve Missy. We're going to hear from now head coach Willie Green before the Birds get ready to take on the Bulls.
D.J. has had two of his better games of the season in the games that Zion has been out there. What have you seen in those two that has kind of allowed him to find his rhythm a little bit more?
I think the balance attack with Zion taking some of the ball handling responsibilities, the gravity that Zion, that he brings while he's on the floor, and he's such a willing passer that all of our guys are able to get into an easy rhythm shot with his ability to drive the ball, kick it to them, and, you know, he makes the game easier. And that's just the nature of having extremely high talented players on the floor.
It's probably going to be a lot of nights right now where you're going to miss Herb Jones, but maybe tonight is definitely one of them against, you know, a guy who's scored 30 and 6 straight in the way that Zach is playing. What have you kind of seen from Levine in these, kind of since the start of the year?
He's playing fast, playing with confidence. He has an altered green light to, you know, shoot whenever he feels, you know, that it's a quality shot for him. And he's attacking in transition, pull-up threes, getting to the basket. He's when he's playing with this type of confidence, you know, it makes their team dangerous.
You played a team very similar in style, but at Boston, as far as the attempts, threes made, and I know you had an issue that night with rebounding a lot of those misses and the second chance points for the Celtics. Is there a key as far as trying to box out and getting those long rebounds on those misses?
That's definitely one of our keys. And it's been a key all season. It's just, you know, we have to step on the floor with that mindset that teams that shoot a lot of threes is going to be long shots, long rebounds. And, you know, it would make our defense that much better if we were able to get stops the first time and then finish those possessions. So it's a major key for us going into any game, and especially tonight.
As you're getting healthier too, it just appears that the offense is where you really thought it was going to be when we came out of training camp, as far as getting the threes up and the makes. And is that coinciding with the health of your team?
It is. It is. You know, the healthier we get, the more continuity we'll have as a group, and we can have continuously the same guys playing together. And we haven't had that for a major part of the season. That helps the offense get into a rhythm.
Looking for that rhythm tonight. Pelicans taking on the Bulls coming up 7 o'clock. Tip-off over on 870 a.m. Seeing here that the Chicago squad is allowing the second most points to opposing shooting guards this season. Hopefully we can see C.J. McCollum maybe go off against them.
Yeah, let C.J. cook. The issue is that Zach LaVine's going to cook right back. I mean, Andrew Lopez brought it up in that presser. the amount of points this guy's putting up is kind of crazy. In the last six games, starting from the new year, so basically every game that they played in 2025, 32 points on 12 of 20 shooting, 33 points on 13 of 21 shooting, 35 points on 13 of 25 shooting, 31 points on 12 of 20 shooting, 33 points on 14 of 21, and 36 points on 12 of 24. So you kind of know what you're going to get with Zach LaVine. You're going to get a lot of volume, a lot of three-point shooting as well. The attempts there, 8, 6, 6, 6, 7, and 8. And then also the field goal attempts were up too. So once again, the volume, but the scoring volume's up as well. So as Coach Green mentioned, he's playing fast. He's a dangerous shooting guard. Someone that, you know, the Pelicans are definitely going to miss Herb Jones in this matchup tonight.
Chicago, a 18-21 record. The Pels, 8-32. Chicago goes into this matchup surprisingly just a 1.5-point favorite for this matchup. 7 o'clock tip-off over on 870 AM.